Hello, curious ones.
Oh, yes.
And welcome to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. Welcome to Route 37 podcast, where we take you on a winding ride of not only our stories, but the stories of others. And we will be taking many routes. I look forward to interviews and guests and going and taking Route 37 on the road. Mm-hmm. Road trip, Route 37.
High five, that one.
Try it again. Yeah, right. And stay tuned. We have some podcast merch coming. Yeah. Along with bracelets, ankle bracelets, stickers, car vinyls, but magnets. More importantly, keychains. Yes, keychains for the key to life, because isn't that, there are many doors to unlock here in this realm. Many routes to take to get there.
Many.
The possibilities are endless, literally. And I love that we have struck pay dirt for sure. Got to watch my phone because I don't have my my ringer on. Or should we just call John? I think we should just call John. Or should I trust T for Terrible Mobile?
He'll call.
All right. If he doesn't call by 1:37, we'll call him because I don't know if I trust T for Terrible Mobile in this.
Got my call earlier, and I got T for Terrible.
Yeah, but we have several more devices connected now.
Not really.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Yeah, I'm not using the...
Oh, tablet.
Tablet.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Take a look.
Man, that water.
Woo! The best,
clearly
right?
Clearly Canadian, not a sponsor. Man.
But you could if you wanted to. Canadian clear water fizzy drink. Yum.
Totally specifically good, country raspberry.
I love the wild cherry. Mm. Tastes like childhood.
Landon likes the wild cherry.
Like Lick-A-Made. I love it.
I think he likes the other one too, the blackberry or the...
Yeah, that one's good too. They're all pretty good. It's the fizz.
I couldn't get into the lime one. Is there a lime or a mint one?
No way. Is there?
I thought. It's got a green Canadian leaf on it. I don't know which flavor that one is, but I tried it.
I would love the lemon lime.
Not a fan.
Yum.
Let's talk about this merch real quick.
Yeah, having fun on the little tablet.
Yeah.
You did really well. Impressive.
I like the idea of magnets or little decals.
Mm-hmm. Are the car vinyls.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. You know, to put on the back of a car because everybody does that now.
Yeah, because I think if we were to go to clothing, I would specifically maybe want to do more of our catchphrases on those.
Yeah, she definitely. I think I want to switch the motto up about a little bit, for the merch. And as always, in always, stay curious, because then it pulls together the routes that it could take, you know, in always. But to keep it short in far as fonts and all that, as always, stay curious.
Hmm.
But it could switch up all the time.
It could, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like the curiosity of this podcast.
Well, it has to be because curiousness. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Excuse me one second while I check to see if this is broken.
What? What's broken?
I thought that ostrich had a tail. Looks like it's broken, don't it?
Oh, I guess, yeah. I thought you were looking outside. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, but here comes Amazon.
Oh, lovely.
Hi there. Good, how are you? You can just...
Damn. What'd you order?
Stuff that I needed for the store. Tissue paper. Containers for DoorDash, because I got it revamped. I'm ready.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. Delivery! Special delivery. My favorite.
I want to touch on these French tips that I did last night. So I called you.
Yeah.
Or you called me, actually.
Yeah, but then you sent me a text.
I sent you a text because I was about to start, and then you called. I'm like, ooh, I better answer that now because I'm like this the whole time. Them nails, they were a bitch.
Yeah, but they look nice, and I'm so proud of you, though, that it's your nails.
I know.
Look at mine. I just bought some lovely green that I'm going to paint mine this weekend.
I know. I think I need to repaint my toes.
But yeah. I got a lot of work in designing to do here with a lot of dirt under my fingers, so I'm not going to waste the time to do that.
Yummy.
That's why they look like this. And I've been chewing on my hangnails. I go through bouts of anxiety. Yeah.
It's like just me like right
that.
Here.
Yeah, just like that. Oh, there's John. Alabama John. Hello.
Hey, honey.
How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
So far, so good.
Hi, John.
Okay. Hey. How are you, youngins?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Trying to stay cool. It's hot.
How hot?
666 degrees. Hot.
Ew.
It was hot as fuck yesterday, but we cooled right down. We went from 92 to, what, high of 74 today?
Yeah, I think it's like 72.
Yeah, well, the heat index is 106.
Ugh.
Fuck that. That's what it was yesterday.
Yes. No, it's like, you know, it'll rain just enough to make it like this super.
So you can't breathe.
Yeah. Well, I got started. You know, I got started before daylight. That because, you know, when it gets just so hot, you can only do so much. You can only do so much because you're soaking wet. You know, if you're working outside, everything you touch, you know, you're wet. Just, you know, wringing wet and sweat. So. I got done with everything.
Are you on your headset, John?
Yes. And if it sounds bad, I'll call you back on my house phone.
Yeah, you might. Do you think you should try a different one? I think it's a little muffled.
Okay.
What do you think, Sonia?
Only a little. I'm just more concerned about the microphone.
I can do it. I can call you back on my house phone.
You want to try that and see what it sounds like?
Sure.
Yeah,
call me right back on that house phone and see.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know my number, my house number? Call me back real quick. No, I'll just hang up and I'll call you back.
Okay, yeah, you better do that.
Okay. All right. I'm doing it.
All right, bye. I love that this is real and raw and that we're practicing all the ways so we can take it on the road and not be so.
I just picture this headset that
I know
John has on. Like the one that fucking comes out like this. The tiny little trucker headset.
Yes, exactly like that.
Oh, man. So I'm looking at the weather because he's in Alabama. So I'm looking at the weather for me next week. Is it supposed to fucking rain?
Here?
No, on my trip.
Oh, that's too bad.
Rain and like high of 90s.
What's it supposed to be here?
Oh, cool. Read the top.
What, flood watch? That's not us.
No, it's not.
Oh, fuck that. You better be careful. Now they're flooding shit out.
Is that better?
Much better, Dan. Yeah. Much better.
Well, as long as you can hear the hillbilly voice.
That's exactly that. All that matters is that we need to hear you.
Yeah, I listen to y'all's knee when the y'all put it on. Y'all are fucking insane. Y'all are so funny.
Oh, did you listen to the last episode? We were talking about you and how I don't really know what you look like.
I was watching too many porns, too, but you know, I was going to get back with you and stuff.
Well, he was the most famous porn star of all time.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. Yeah. He had a dick to his knees, you know.
I wouldn't know. I don't know if I've ever seen any of his work at all.
He was swinging something.
Oh, I got them all on VHS.
Wow, that's crazy. And what's even crazier is I think he's converted, and he's like part of the Christian cult now.
He's talking about Jesus, ain't he?
Yeah, he's got Jesus in his back pocket now. He's good.
Well, hell, where have you been? Everybody, you know,
who the fuck even watches porn anymore?
Everybody's coming to Jesus, but I told you that's got to happen, and it's going to, you know.
Yeah, don't get me, I don't know if we should be starting on that one already, because.
No, I don't want to start on it, but the first thing I wanted to talk to you two about is what y'all's spidey sense like here lately, you know, because, you know, you two was talking about, and I know that y'all are telling the truth about how intuitive you are, you know, you guys, especially being female, you know, that energy, you pull people to you that tell you a life story, just like I do.
Right.
And so there's some major shit that's going to happen, and I just know it. Because I call them energy drops. It's just the only thing I know to call it, you know, but like...
Yeah, and I think in order for them to harvest the louche, they have to have some, like, phenomenal distraction happen, like, everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. You know, we got to be, the way they use our energy in these rituals, when they do these rituals,
do you remember?
We got to be all in the same, we got to all be in the same frequency, and that's when they can really kick ass on their rituals and get shit done.
Well, you know, I think
we do it for them, but you know, they start the ritual and we put the magic to it. Let's put it that way. We carry it out.
Yeah, as a collective.
And I think that there's fixing something. I think something major is fixing to happen.
And Asani just showed me
one of those, like, where everybody's going to be just, you know, just tore up. It's going to be a world event.
Well, yeah, they've already had a few of the flooding. Sonya just showed me her phone, and she's going to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, that's
she's going to Kentucky for some bridal thing. And I'm like, God damn, I don't even know if I, as a mother, like that at all, because there's, like, flood warning, and I'm like, flood warning. And now, because everybody, you remember that little story when the boy cried wolf, and everybody gets the Amber Alerts, and you get all the warnings on your phone.
Yes.
We all roll our fucking eyes like, sure. You know, or they predict a bad thunderstorm when we get a fucking trickle of rain, and it's like, don't give us a storm warning and not produce. But it's this off kilter all the time. So if you ask me what my spidey senses are, it's just this constant distraction. I've got to, you know, them got to pull.
Yeah.
You know, the louche out of everybody. I don't care what level of consciousness you're at. You're curious, you're wondering, even if you're in a rigid belief system, you even just fighting tooth and nail that you're right about your rigid belief system is supplying the louche. It's just this constant all the time. What do you think this has been? And it's not anything new. Do you remember when Jessica fell down the well?
Oh, yeah.
And when that's the first taste of being set in front of that TV. Yeah, wanting to know, oh my God, is she going to get saved today? And you couldn't wait to turn on the TV the next day to see if they had saved baby Jessica from the fucking well.
Yeah.
Is that what those references in movies are?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, and you don't want to hear something funny? So the day that happened was, so I didn't get my driver's license at 16 like most normal kids. Because I let my siblings talk me into leaving the confines of the cemetery. My mom used to let me take this old Subaru that was a stick shift, which I fucking hated because I'm not like the best, strongest stick shift driver. And the clutch hand-eye coordination, not my fave. But I left the confines of the cemetery and went on the main road. And I rear-ended a Pinto.
Damn.
I know, right? And had to go, a car that could go boom if you rear-ended a. My dad, of course, had to take me back to the scene of the crime because he was a truck driver. That couldn't have happened that way, Snookums. But I told him the sun got in my eyes, which was totally true, going up Richmond Hill. And so I didn't get my driver's license on time. But the day that I got to drive to school and my probation was over, I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get up early so I could drive this powder blue Delta 88 that my sister put a ripped a can opener hole in the side because she got hung up on a fire hydrant because the bitch got to drive before me and ruined my car that my dad, like, got us to beat on. So I look out the window, and I'm like, Mom, where's the car? Because I thought my mom moved it. The car was gone. My brother stole it with my dad's pistols to go live off the land. They found him somewhere in the foothills of Tennessee, shooting squirrels. Some farmer called the police.
Uncle Josh?
Yeah, and Mike Trevino. Took the car on the day that I was going to get to drive to school. I was so
mad. Would they drive overnight or some shit?
Yeah, they left. Got in the car in the middle of the night and took off with backpacks and, like, all the things you would need to start a fire. Yeah. And got caught shooting squirrels in a farmer's cornfield.
They went to fucking Tennessee.
Yeah, and
holy
then
shit.
A police officer accosted Grandpa Mongar because Grandpa Mongar wanted to beat up Uncle Josh because, you know, he wasn't, you know, the friendliest man on the planet. And this police officer basically said, "Sir, I'll pistol whip you right here if you do anything to that boy." And Grandma Mongar drove the boys home while Grandpa had to drive the Delta 88 by himself.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was so mad. So that's one. That's my. Are you still there, John?
Yes.
You're such a good listener, John. So that's my little baby Jessica story, and it's the first time I ever had liquid cold medicine with codeine in it, and I felt fuzzy. Yeah, my sister. I couldn't go to sleep because we were watching that news coverage, and my older sister. They always had, you know, a stash of something. I'm assuming, but.
Yeah.
Gave me some cold medicine with codeine in it to us so I could go none night, and it had the absolute reverse effect on me.
Yeah.
Can we backtrack real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the knee length porn star description of your imagination.
I don't even know if I know what he looks like.
But that's what I'm saying. I want to get John's opinion on what you said of like what your imagination is thinking of.
He already knows that I said this to him.
Yeah, we talked about that. And it's funny as hell. I mean, I guess I could favor him, I guess, but not right now because I just shaved.
I think it's the bib overalls. I think I just picture Ron Jeremy in the bib overalls.
Yeah.
It's either that or somebody off Hee Haw. Do you remember that show, Hee Haw?
Yeah, I love Hee Haw.
Yeah, me too. So for me, it's just a funny version because, you know, I know that your energy is drop dead gorgeous. You're just everything about you. But I love that I don't know because I think telepathically, that's what I love about John and I's relationship. He clearly knows what I look like and he knows I get pissed when he gives me like a physical compliment. And he gets mad at me. Like, "You're so stubborn, Jen." So,
well, curiosity's got the best of me. I mean, I want to know.
Yeah, he's going to send me a picture, he said.
I want.
Yeah, I thought.
He also said he was going to get us Piggly Wiggly T-shirts, so we're
going to.
Yeah,
I'm going. Next time I'm over at Scottsboro, I'll go.
But we're
going
to come see you. You know, eventually you're on the number one rolling down eastbound and out podcast on the road trip. That you're going to be our practice run. So we're going to come see you.
Yeah.
So the long version of to answer your question, do I feel like definitely we're in another massive shift? Abso-fucking-lutely. What do you think, Sonia?
Yeah, we definitely are.
I feel like my mentality is not at that state to really guesstimate of the changes that I can feel. Like, the changes I feel like are bigger than what I am in control of. Intuition-wise, and I guess my own wisdom-wise. No offense, y'all are much older than me, so I guess you guys...
That's fair. I think that's totally fair. I think you're too busy to... And I think that's
I mean, that too.
To sit and think about... That's the distraction that Tom and... Or,
I feel like my... Jesus.
I know, John and I.
I feel like my...
Well, you know, as far as like the predictive programming, I mean, that's what it is. And you made a good point, Sonia. You know, you see it through a different lens, so to speak, and a different level of consciousness. And I'm not trying to say that you're, you know, of a lower consciousness. It's just that, you know, well, you know, me and your mom, we've been here a little longer, and we see things a little different from what you see it. Mm-hmm. But how they,
I think
that's
it's
what
experience.
They've got to do. See, they've got to bring you and everybody else to the same, like, they got to put everybody on a level keel as far as consciousness goes. And how they'll do that through trauma and fear. That's how that'll work.
Right. And I guess my own intuition.
Well, you know, the flooding is one thing, but they're fixing to do some major shit. I just feel it in my gut, and my gut never lets me down. And I know it sounds terrible to take away from what, you know, all the genocide and shit going on right now in Israel, you know, with Palestinians, because that's a worldwide event. But let's just face it, that, you know, that is supported, and they'll never stop that because we support it. This country supports it, regardless of what other people say, you know, it's a fact. We support it. And that goes, especially here, like where I live in the South. I mean, there's flags everywhere, and there's a big sign when you go into town, the big-ass Baptist church, and it says, "Stand with Israel." People need to take time to go and look and see what the hell Israel's doing before they decide they want to stand with it. But see, that's why we'll never...
I don't get caught up in any of that shit. This karmic grab
that's on us because of shit like that.
Yeah, that's been never ending for how many, I mean, generation after generation. These kids just have it in a different form than what we had it. It's all the same fucking show. It's just a rerun.
In the Bible to support Israel. As a Christian, it is your job as a Christian to support Israel and pray for Israel every day. Well, the Bible says that you pray for Israel without ceasing.
My fucking job.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, back whenever I was, you know, dumping my Bible regularly, you know, and doing the Christian thing. I was in ministry on Tuesday nights for, I don't know, 3-4 years. We had prayer for Israel, and that's what we did every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. For 1 hour with the church and pray for Israel. So, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. That, you know, it'll never end for that reason right there.
Are you outside, John?
Congress, they totally get into their position in government just so they can protect Israel. That's wrong, you know. I don't care what country you are or whatever, you know. Or religion, I don't care. I don't care what it is. When it comes to harming children, I'm out. For me, I can't see a supreme being allowing, you know, children to be tortured like they are.
That's the part I get hung up on. And here's the thing. I mean, if you, with experience and with trauma and all the things, you know, when you get our age, you absolutely know that this realm does not run without the light and dark. Can't be here unless they're here together, because you can't know one without the other.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You can't have just this utopia world of just all positive love and light. It would collapse in on itself.
Yes.
It's not set up to function that way. But the sad thing is we're indoctrinated to believe, you know, that life is supposed to be much fairer than it is. And really it's not, because we're here to learn these lessons, and then if not, you're cycled right back in. And you know, my level at this point, I'm like trying to feverishly figure out how to not get tricked at the doors once my time is done here, because I'm not coming back. If there's an option, I'm going straight into the darkness next, because fuck coming back into this light tunnel.
Well, I'll put it this way. When it comes to the worry of the world around us, my husband does a really good job of worrying about that for the both of us. Now, unless it's something that is worth me really learning just like him, or like being knowledgeable on, he will express it. But I feel like when it comes to my energy and my intuition of things, not only does that stem from like my own anxieties and stress that I, you know, use my intuition on, but I also use it more locally for me, myself, and my family, I guess.
Right, yeah, that's that level. I remember being that age. And
so when it comes to like gut feelings, I leave it more local.
Right. You know, I liked the stability and consistency of being a mom, you know, in dinner times, and having, you know, the structure of all of that, which I think is important, because as a mom, as a wife,
more of like gut feeling, like more of.
Well, I think you're more in tune, especially with husband needs, children needs, before you're like in tune with what the world needs from you, like your purpose. I think it's, you know, when you get my age, my kids are grown, and I can tap more into what my purpose is.
Well, I can tell I'm more avoidant to like what's outside, but that's because I know it's going to be a bigger, it's going to be like a bigger anxiety trigger for me than small shit that I deal with now.
Yeah, but we were sitting here a couple episode content creating ago, and we were We were talking about some hefty life events that were happening here with like ICE and certain things that you definitely have an opinion on, where I was surprised that, wow, I was surprised that you give that much credence to anything that is political at your age, being 25, which,
yeah.
I mean, I have a husband that's pretty knowledgeable and stuff like that. So, I mean, we do have our own debates at home.
Right. And but I'm surprised at your age group. I feel like, I guess I was surprised that you guys even talk about it, like at the water cooler, at the dinner table, right, or any of that. Because it isn't something I definitely am avoiding. Unless it's interesting, like for interview-wise, I'm fascinated by what people and how, to what level they believe something, especially if it has anything to do with political reasons or religious reasons. Because then I'm like, oh shit, I gotta hear this. Well, I want to know what part of your life indoctrination, the filters and programming, got you to this particular spot. And if you're not willing to be open-minded, I would like you to dig deeper and tell me, why can't you, or can you at least be self-reflective and be like, wow, this is why I'm not willing to let go of this rigid belief system.
Well, I also feel like I can't form an opinion if I'm not knowledgeable enough on it. So,
right, with some sort of...
So if it's something that I really have to think on or understand, if it's not something that I need to be concerned about right now in my life of, like, my family, no offense to the outside world, I just... I feel like as a 25-year-old with the responsibilities that I do have now, I feel like I have other stuff I need to focus on more.
And that's very fair.
Even though I know that a lot of, like, there are more worldly problems, but intuitive-wise of there being a shift of something going on in the world, in the back of my mind, I do recognize that, like, shit's fucking changing and shit's shifting, but I guess my mind's avoiding that because I focus more in real time of, like, our now.
That's smart, because the less distractions you let distract you, the more you can focus on what you need to, what roles you need to be in for yourself. Because you, I'm like any young mother, wears several hats, cook, clean, you know, maid. Oh my God, I got a 2 weeks worth of laundry, you know. So even if, like, say, let's say we're several years down the road, podcast is just jumping, you know, I think it would be really hard for you to focus, especially we're also distracted anyway, ADHD on some level or avoidant, to be able to sit and focus is quite the treasure.
Well,
that's
at that
why
point,
I would keep it at 37 minutes, because we can focus for 37 minutes and then it's like, fucking squirrel, John and I will be on the phone for 4 fucking hours, won't we, John? And we have covered 5 miles worth of
topics. Well, that's because y'all cut each other off and then y'all
I
go
know.
On your own tangents and don't stop till you're done.
I know. I love that about John and I. But those are when we're not on the microphone. I know better now. I'm trying to give you more of the floor, John.
Oh, you're fine. I'm listening.
I know.
I
and
mean,
you're
Sonya's
such
got the
a
right
great
idea,
listener.
You know, that's what you're supposed to do, Sonya. That's what you're supposed to be doing. See, that's what they want us to do. They want us all, like what I'm talking about on the, when they do what they do, it don't matter what age you are. You see what I'm saying? Because energy don't give it, you know, don't care about age. It's just where they want to focus that energy. So if you're not putting energy into it, then that's all the more better. And that's why they have that's why it works the way it does. Like when we can get out of gods and all that, when we can just push that out of the way, which it takes a long, long time to do that because of the world that we live in is a god, you know, god and god. It's a world made up of gods. I mean, so when we can push that out of the way and talk about energies, that's whenever you can get somewhere, because it's all just energy. At the end of the day, it's just energy. You are an energy being. And so the energy that we receive, that's what we receive is what we're going to put out. Just that simple. So if we cast fear into the energy field, then that's, you know, see, that's, we're going to get energy, we're going to get fear back multiplied. I mean, it's going to be, you know, so that's what they want to do.
So would you, can I stop you a second, John?
The major stuff, that's the best thing you can do. But that's what they're going to do, in my opinion. That's what they're getting ready to do. They're getting ready to do
John,
a huge ritual. They want everybody on that same level of energy.
So if you were going to give us your definition of what they is, say, for Sonya's age group, what would you say they is?
Controllers. Is that what you mean? Like they?
So, well, yeah, what would your definition be? Because when you're saying they...
Who are they?
Yeah, and if somebody's not believing in a god or a higher...
The controllers that control this realm, they want us to call them the elites, but I refuse to do that because I'm the elite.
Mm-hmm.
You're
okay.
The elite. Sonya's the elite.
So when you say elite, would you be referring to certain bloodlines that control... everything.
Yeah, it's the bloodlines and the...
Are you familiar with that stuff, Sonya?
Yeah, if you want me to just like get technical, it's the military. It's the military that... The shadow military. The military, everything, if you look, everything's become military. You know, Big Brother and stuff like that. I mean, look at the police. The police don't even look like damn police no more.
They're 12 years old. I don't know about somebody else's police force.
You know what I mean? They used to walk around with just a uniform and a side piece, and that's it. I mean, look at them now. They look like damn soldiers.
And they're like 12 years old. I don't know about other people's police departments, but here in Grand Rapids,
pulling everybody over and busting everybody for stupid shit.
They're pretty young.
Yeah, well, they just passed a law here. They took away all the vapes. And if you get caught, and see, that's what's so crazy. There's so many, synthetic weed places that's popped up. Like, I don't want to call them dispensaries. Well, I guess you could, but you know, around here they popped up everywhere. And so the governor here in Alabama just made it a law that I think it's like automatic. I want to say it's like a year if you get caught with a joint. I mean, you know,
it's illegal.
It's ridiculous. Well, it's illegal anyway.
Wow.
But like, you know, there's synthetic cannabis here, and everybody is on. Everybody's using that cannabis.
I was gonna say, so is weed legal over there or no?
No, it's not legal. No.
But the synthetic
weed was.
They drive up here to our dispensaries and go down there and.
Like Delta 8 and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that shit's been, what are you guys, like 10 years behind us? Because I think that's been illegal.
We're always behind.
I think that shit's been illegal for a while here, but we're a legal cannabis state.
No,
on the state level. Yeah, I know. And,
and they're wanting to just, there's always some kind of hidden motive about money behind it, so. I believe the government fixed to bring in their dispensaries because I was talking to somebody, and it's just right down the road. It's here in Alabama. They got, I think it's like 4 acres, and they're fixing to start growing medical marijuana. So,
I believe it. Because weed's not the same. And no offense, Ascend Dispensary here in Grand Rapids. But weed is not the same Vietnam vet-grown weed that we used to smoke when we were kids.
No, it's nothing like that.
And while the potency is not anywhere near, and
you
I
mean much higher,
I ain't complaining because we're not picking seeds and all that shit out, just
can't be smoking a doobie like a damn fucking cigarette,
right? That kind of shit. But they have definitely—I'll never forget them walking into my flower shop in 2009, asking me to invest in legalized marijuana. And back then, it was just here in Michigan. It was you had to have a medical card from your doctor. To be either be able to grow it, you were like legal for 12 plants and seeds and blah, 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 if you wanted to grow it for yourself. And then if you had a patient, you could grow it for that. I would be a millionaire right now had I jumped on that investment in 2009. Because how many pot stores are in Lowell? Holy fuck. Like, holy shit.
Well, they just closed.
So the pot stores are everywhere here. And it's rather disturbing, as an older person, because full well it's not the same marijuana and the gummies. And I don't know if you've ever had a sip of the soda, the THC soda. The first time I ever had that was in Arizona. Holy fuck. I could only have 3 sips of that shit. And I was like, woo! I bet you I went for 10 walks. That high sativa shit was no joke. And now, like, we can get that shit here, but.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess. It's like, but now there's new laws. And as a bail bondsman, imagine when I was a bail bondsman, I mean, they were giving dudes, I remember this old man, and they were just putting people in jail for having scales and shit. They found an old scale and a roach clip in this dude, old man's, like, personal belongings. And they were there serving a warrant on the son. You know, imagine telling an old man he's got to go to jail because he had paraphernalia in his house and he probably hadn't used in 30 fucking years.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what they're doing here.
Well, now the pot store's here.
Don't agree. You know, I damn sure don't support that because...
well, the proceeds...
You know, marijuana, cannabis is... I mean, you know how I feel about plant medicines. And it is. It's a medicine. It is a sacred plant medicine. It's sacred. And we abuse it just like everything else that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't... you need to just push that out of the way. That should be legal. You know, but back whenever when I first got diagnosed with leukemia, you know, I can remember we was researching everything. And that's when I went down the rabbit hole of cannabis and found out, you know, all about marijuana. You know, I mean, I smoked it all the time, you know, growing up when I was a kid, you know,
I think they call that Rick Simpson oil now, where it's
that way.
The purest form of THC is called Rick Simpson oil, which is supposed to be the holy grail if you're, you know, taking it for medical reasons. Which we all do abuse it, which blows my mind. Because when you go to the pot store, who would ever thought you'd be walking into a store picking out pot? But wouldn't I go? And I love that they give a kickback to legal funds to get people out of their pot sentences that are sitting in jail, that are sitting on 10, 15 years, you know, to reverse,
ridiculous.
Right, to reverse their sentences. But when you go
absolutely
to the pot store, it varies from hood rat to classy to businessman.
That's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
Everybody under all walks of life are in that pot store. Ascend pot
loves
store.
Cannabis.
Yeah, because if you
want to
live this shit-ass
so
life, and you know, John, we've had this discussion, because there are, you know, I've gone, and I like to take the THC breaks, because, you know, you can become, I won't probably ever vape marijuana again, because of how my lung feels, and I get panicky when I think about the damage I probably did to myself vaping marijuana, but is that the best buzz ever if you're on a high sativa pot kick?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gummies now. I mean, you know, I mean, there's so many different alternatives to where you don't got to smoke it no more if you don't want to.
Yeah,
I mean,
I like picking their brain there, because there is a chemical. I forget. I could go to my purse and get the empty bag, but I'm not gonna. But from the effing gummies, but there is a chemical in the bag. Same with the gummies and the drink. There, I mean, it's not just all natural. Let's just put it that way. You know, so there is, you know, a sacrifice you're going to have to take. But I figure, hey, I'm not on pills, you know, and I go on my THC breaks and, you know, come back to myself. And then there are days, like, I just literally, I don't even know if I should admit this on the microphone, but I just went out and smoked a little before we sat down here behind, what did you call it? Because it stinks so fucking bad now. It smells like I ran over a skunk. But what did you call it? What is your word for it?
I don't remember what I said.
What did you say? That smells rank or dank? I don't know.
Loud.
Yeah, she said it smelled loud. But it's just totally different. I can smell when somebody's smoking in the car, which is totally illegal, folks. In front of me, that just because it's such a strong smell, and when you're vaping, if you're getting the good stuff, but that shit comes flavored now. They just, the government, and it's packaged. If you ever, like, hats off to the art department and the graphics department that is designing all the fun names and all of the fun marketing blitz for all the pot strains, because holy fuck, there's a lot of them, because wait till it comes to the South. You guys will be overwhelmed. It's weird to walk into a pot store. Are you there, John?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was listening to you. We, like I said, we got the synthetic, you know, down here, but that's what, I mean.
Well, when Sonia and I come and visit, maybe we'll bring you a care package.
Oh, honey, I can get it. That's no problem. I can get it.
No, I know, but I meant just
like. He said, I got connections. Ain't got to worry about me.
So you can test it with us, I meant.
Yeah. Well, when I stepped behind the pulpit, or when I got saved, let's put it that way. You know, I got saved at 21. I told you know I quit drinking, I quit smoking. You know, because I did that part of life
at the age of 21, right? Not 2021.
No, at 21.
Yeah, at the age.
But I mean, if you just had to know my the way I was in my teenage years was like. You know, I just did the most ridiculous shit, but
big shocker.
But I walked away. You know, I walked away from all that. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I didn't do anything.
Well, yeah, because you gave it all to Jesus.
I did because I lived my life. You know, I was growing up, and I seen everybody in my family that's all preachers and just damn cutthroat, just terrible. You know, and hypocrites. And I told myself, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to do this, then I'm going to be real about it. You know, I ain't going to be like everybody else. I'm not going to be no hypocrite. So,
a rebellious preacher? What?
I was sincere. And so I didn't touch anything.
Well, there's a preacher here in town. I'm doing a volunteer gig this tonight. And this gal who was heading it up was telling me about the pastor of this New Age church here. And she's like, oh, he doesn't say the word God. He uses the word divine. And I'm like, okay. What? No way. So, I mean, the churches here are getting a little bit more progressive, but if they only knew that whole love and light cult.
And they will.
I know. It's these levels. They'll figure it out.
They're trying to target now.
No, I know.
They're not really on board with the Jesus thing. So,
no, it's how can I market faith and spirituality? I know.
Well, faith's been marketed ever since faith is, like, I was listening to you guys, and y'all talking about I'm so damn tired of being addicted to hope.
Oh, see, you know how much I hate it.
The word hope, and you know.
You know I hate it.
That word.
I can't stand it. I hate that I'm even addicted, because I don't give a fuck who you are.
You know,
you are addicted to hope. I don't give a fuck who you are. You are addicted to hope. It's been programmed from the dawn of time for it. It's set up that way.
Yeah, it is. And
period.
That's what I was going to say about hope is it's a religious program.
It is.
It just is.
Well, it doesn't, I don't think you even have to be a religious. You do not have to have a religious background. I think this society of this programming teaches you you're going to continue to hope even if your life's in the shitter. You're gonna, it'll get better. Oh, I'm gonna keep the faith. I'm just, or if you're religious, it's like, oh, Jesus is gonna take care of me. Jesus, wow. Talk about outsourcing your power.
Which at the same time, no shame to those who I guess still hold on to that, but.
No, there's no shame in it. But if you're not willing. To look at yourself and what role you play in it, and if you just feel like you just got to throw your hands up in the air that something outside of you is going to provide the actions needed to get to relieve what you're hoping for, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed all the time, and that's
yeah,
that's
and
what
they
hope.
Love that.
It's a dopamine kind of hopium, you know, and
oh, and you know how I feel about that. Everything here.
You are the hope.
Mm-hmm.
You're the hope.
Mm-hmm. And I love.
There is no outside hope outside of us. That's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole, like, gotcha.
And
that's
if you break dopamine down.
They hook you like, gotcha, bitch. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. I got you hope now, bitch.
Yeah. And if you break down, dopamine in section it out is dope, be mine. We're all looking for a fucking fix here. Every single one of us.
Yes.
Some more than others.
Anyway, I try to break that pattern. We don't use hope, you know. And,
yeah.
And you know, and I mean, it's a powerful word. We all like, you know, well, I hope this.
Mm-hmm.
I catch myself, and I, you know, because if I don't practice what I'm preaching, then I'm no better than anybody else. You know what I mean? I'm just mm-hmm. I'm only as good as the word that comes out of my mouth anyway. So, you know, that's what I work.
All right, John. I got somebody walking in here.
Okay.
Bye, all John.
Right. Okay, well, John, we're gonna sign off now,
and yes.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks for being here today. I don't mean to be abrupt, but as always, we love having you here, and we'll try to touch base next week. How do you feel about that? That
sounds great.
All right, but I'll be talking to you this weekend.
You guys have a great day.
I love you, John.
Love y'all. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.